Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by a very special guest, and we're talking about something that is so important. I'm joined by Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner of Assembly District 90 up in Green Bay. We're talking about the fact that the MAGA regime here in the state of Wisconsin, in our state legislature, refuses to even discuss fulfilling the most basic promise that we give to every man and woman that serves in our military. And that is, if you give up part of your life to defend our freedoms, we will never leave you out in the cold. And what the MAGA regime in this state has done is break that promise all over a measly $2 million. What they have refused to fund, despite the efforts of the governor and Democrats to put it in the biennial budget, which they pulled out, what they refused to even schedule for a committee hearing to put that funding back after the budget process. The program that we're talking about is the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Representative, you explained that the very last veteran was escorted out, I'm going to say kicked out, by the MAGA regime and GOP legislators in our state legislature, kicked out on Friday. What do you want people to do about this? How do we fix this problem? What should people be activating to try to really, again, fulfill our promise, the social contract with our veterans?
I'm excited because I do think the talking about this has actually created some movement. So while the assembly has refused to host a hearing, for the first time we heard, like within the last 24 hours or 48 hours, that at least Senator Jacques' bill may get a hearing next Wednesday. The irony is that both of these programs will close at the end of the month, and there is still not a scheduled floor session for the Senate until October. So what I'm asking folks to do, and I also want to thank my colleague, Benjamin Franklin, Representative Benjamin Franklin. Yes, that is his name. Yes. He's also a veteran who really are not looking at this as a party issue, but an obligation issue. And so I want to make sure that we also highlight there are Republicans who are attempting to do something, and yet we are still being held back by a broken system where the vast majority of the Republicans in the legislature are refusing to even listen to this problem. So what you can do, one of the best things we can do is that there are two bills that are we are asking for people to support. There is Senator Jacques' bill, which is hopefully going to, it will still work out, gets a hearing next Wednesday. We need folks to let the committee know that they want to see veterans funded, that no veterans should be hitting the street. We have programs in place that we know that they work. The second is the bill that myself, Senator Jamie Wall, and Representative Ryan Spouty, along with Representative Benjamin Franklin, and actually two other Republicans have joined us on, the only bipartisan effort right now that can be seen, would actually get a hearing. Pinterman is the chair of the committee that would be able to hear this bill. And I sent him a letter this week, myself and Representative Ryan Spouty sent him a letter asking for an immediate hearing of this bill. And just to make sure your listeners understand, there is no poison pills. There is no partisan trickery. There's literally a simple bill that you can find that literally says we're putting $1.9 million into the biennium budget to make sure this program can exist until the next budget cycle. That's all it says. It's less than half a page. This is not political theater. Right now, we're actually in acts of desperation. We should not be sending our veterans home. They're not even necessarily going home. Our homeless veterans onto the streets because we cannot give them $1.9 million. And so we're going to ask your listeners and other people to make sure that Representative Pinterman, as well as during this Senate hearing next Wednesday, support veterans, get this funding to them, and make sure that we can keep them housed. I think you might be muted.
That happens from time to time. Who are the committee chairs that are responsible for scheduling the hearings? that folks should be called?
Pinterman is the committee chair in the assembly, Representative Pinterman. And in the assembly, I believe it's either under military affairs or state affairs. We just got that notice recently, so I can make sure your listeners get that shortly.
We will put that in the show notes. We're going to follow up with the representative's office to be sure we have identified those people. I can say this. Call Representative Voss. Flood his voicemail. Tell him to tell the GOP rep that runs, or the GOP senator that runs the Senate committee. I know Voss is on the other side of the house. Call Senator LeMahieu. Call these gentlemen that run the Senate and the Assembly in our legislature, and tell them to tell the Republicans that run the committee of jurisdiction on this veterans housing issue to schedule the bills for hearing. That's your call to action, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, please make those phone calls. We've got Pinterman and Voss on the assembly side, LeMahieu and potentially Otter Melter, I can speak English. And we will put both of those things in, both of those names in our show notes for today. I'm going to just say this quickly because we're running out of time. Representative Rivera Wagner, thank you for sharing your time with us. You also shared with us the news that Northeastern Wisconsin's Pride Alive event, scheduled for this Saturday, has been canceled over concerns of threats to the community and the potential for violence. These are indeed dark times. Let's unify around our veterans and other issues when we can. Put those phone calls in. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Folks, we continue. Are you a small business owner or retiree that gets your insurance on the exchanges? You're going to want to stay tuned because you're about to see the biggest sticker shock you've seen in some years, courtesy of whom? Donald Trump and the MAGA regime. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.